And I would say substantially that hope is lessened. It's lessened throughout the world. And you see that in so many different indicators. You see that in birth rates, where birth rates are now starting to really fall dramatically here in the United States. We've had obviously decelerating birth rates in so many places in the developed world already, and that's just all accelerating. And people think about that. That's, to me, the greatest indicator of hope, when you believe that your children will have a better tomorrow than today. BlackRock, 54% of all the assets we manage are retirement. And you think about it yourself, why on earth would anybody invest for a 30-year outcome like retirement, unless you believe retirement is going to be a better outcome, or you, if you're not, you keep all your money in a bank account. So all of this is leading to what I would call this transition. And the only way we're going to get out of this transition is, you know, truly global leadership. And I think this fear is actually, in my mind, muddling this whole idea of where are we going in energy transition. That's a major component of what this today is all about. And I really do believe how we are navigating all this is really a function of the greater fear about tomorrow. And if we don't do long-term planning as a country, as a world, we'll never get to the outcomes that we're trying to ascribe to, that other sessions are going to be about.